At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome back. You're on ESPN 97.5. John Raheel and Dell. I'm in Cleveland, about ready to go over to the ballpark. Saw Todd Kallas at the game on Saturday. Asked him to come on with us, and he was kind enough to wake up earlier than usual and join us here on ESPN 97.5. Todd, welcome to the show. How are you?
Hey, John. What's going on? I'm good.
So, that's the life of a baseball guy, right? You could sleep until noon, 1 o'clock?
I think I was exaggerating a little that day just to play it up in front of my wife because she has to go to work at like 7:30. So.
Yeah, I like playing that game too. So, okay, so let's. There's a lot of things that we want to talk to you about. One is Carlos Correa is down in the 7 hole today. I can't imagine how hard that is for AJ to bump him down because of what he means to this organization.
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't easy when he moved him out of the 4 spot initially. And, you know, Carlos is the one guy still kind of searching for it. He's hit the ball hard a little bit more recently to right field, but that consistent, solid swing and solid contact that we're so used to just hasn't been there. This kid is still 23, still a kid. Hopefully he gets it figured out this postseason because he is a star in the future. And that back has just been bothering him and not allowed him to free up his swing as much as he would like, although I think I've seen improvement over the last couple of weeks.
We got Todd Kallas joining us, John and Raheel with Dell. Todd, the good thing about this is, you know, if there's a lineup that can overcome one of your best players not in the groove right now, it's this lineup. Does it ever get old seeing what this lineup does with clutch hits, memorable moments, and everything else that happens with them?
No, it's pretty cool because they go 1 through 9, and today with Tony Kemp in there as the DH in the 9 spot, he can turn over a lineup as well as anybody, not only this year, but in the past few years in that 9 spot. He was amazing. So there's no weaknesses in that lineup, and they're a lineup that puts together the combination of being able to hit the ball out of the ballpark and not strike out much, and that is a very rare combo. This year they had a few strikeouts early in the season. Some of that happened with guys that ended up spending part of the year at AAA after that. But in general, you're seeing a team that it puts together great at-bats. They work pitchers' counts. Even though Carrasco did a good job against them the other day, keeping his pitch count low, for the most part, they're not going to be a swing-and-miss team. They're still going to be able to generate power. They can do damage all the way through. So it's a fun offense to watch for sure.
Yeah. Todd Kallas here with us, Astros play-by-play guy here on ESPN 97.5. But AJ, something. You know what? Tony Kemp deserves, even though Tyler White, what manager would take out Tyler White right now, who's one of his leading hitters against tough right-handers? He's still hitting the ball and has done that all year. But he says, you know what? Tony deserves a shot out there, so I'm going to give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those teams with the Indians having all right-handed starters that if Kemp didn't start games 1 or 2, you weren't sure if he was going to see his way into the lineup. But AJ's a guy that wants to reward a guy like Tony Kemp, who had a great year for him. And I think it was probably a tough call for AJ on that initial game as to who his DH was going to be. He chose Tyler White. Tyler's put together a remarkable season, and he's more of a middle-of-the-lineup guy, whereas Tony's the guy that's going to turn over your lineup a little bit. So now he's got, you know, if they decide to go to Andrew Miller at some point, now he's got a Tyler White to come off the bench as a potential pinch hitter for Brian McCann or Tony Kemp, for that matter. So it's a thick team. The guys that didn't make it on this team out of the bullpen are probably would have made the Indians bullpen or some others in the postseason. It's a very, very good team, and Tony Kemp deserves to get a shot, even though it be, at least for this day, Tyler White will start the day off the bench.
Todd Kallas joining us here on ESPN Radio. It is crazy that you look back and, you know, looking at the regular season real quickly, it felt like, man, this team, you know, something just seems off and they're not hitting at home and the runs and all this. And then we fast forward and all of a sudden the final game, you go, whoa, they just won 103 games. Their bullpen was dominant. Their starting pitching was out of this world. When you're that close to it, was it also like that for you as it was for the fans where you're like, man, something seems off? Or were you just like, this is history making?
To be honest, I thought from the start of the season this was the best Astros team in the history of the franchise. And nothing really persuaded me against that, certainly when there were some injuries to Correa and Springer and Altuve. The team wasn't clicking, and the month of August wasn't their best, very similar to last year. But all along, I thought that this year's team was better than last year's. And I do think, you know, this year's team still has to go ahead and win it all to be called the best team in franchise history, because there's only been one world champion, obviously. But to be the 2018 version of the Astros is better than last year's version, which is amazing. They were the top team in all of baseball. I will say this, though. I think the Yankees are better than last year. I think the Red Sox are better.
Yeah. It looks like we're losing
your
them,
phone.
Man.
Yeah, hey, Todd, your phone is going in and out on us here.
Sorry about that.
That's better. That's better.
Any better now?
Yeah, that's better. That's better right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I was just saying, this is the best team I've ever seen in Astros history, and I think the Red Sox and the Yankees are also better than last year, so we'll see how it plays out.
So how about you walking in? Now, you guys had some really good teams, a World Series team in Tampa, and, you know, obviously it was you had good times, but you walking into this situation – and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, you taking over for Bill Brown has been seamless, and this guy was here for 30 years, and a lot of times fans will be reluctant to accept the new guy, but I'm pretty sure, I don't know, you hear obviously what people think about you more than we do, but I've never heard a disparaging word, so you've done a really nice job in this transition.
I think people in Houston are incredibly friendly. I think also Brownie for 30 years, I think everybody misses Brownie. I miss Brownie, and I'm sure every Astros fan misses Brownie immensely. But I was just very fortunate. You know, I came in here with Brownie wanting to pull back and enjoy the rest of his life in different ways, and he still gets to fill in on TV and radio. And I couldn't have asked for two better seasons. I dropped in at the perfect time here. I thank Brownie every day. He's set me up for incredible success. Obviously, when you're a broadcaster on a winning team, people are going to like you a lot better than if you're a broadcaster on a 100-loss team. So it's just been serendipitous, perfect timing. I still miss Brownie, and I'm sure a lot of Astros fans do, but they're incredibly generous with their kindness towards me.
Todd Kells. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, John. Go ahead, John.
What about working with Blummer every day?
He's crazy, man. He's just laid back California guy. Never know what you're going to get out of him. So that's kind of cool. I like, you know, always being ready for whatever off cuff comment he's going to come up with. But yeah, he's a lot of fun to work with. He is who he is. I mean, he is exactly that way in person as the guy he is on the air too. And sometimes you don't always get that, but Blummer can break down a game and he can also have fun with a game. And that's a great combination with somebody you work with.
Are you guys going to leave my girl Julia alone? No more running in the big heads and all that stuff. Can she just do her job now?
She's a superstar of the broadcast. I tell her that all the time, and she always is so humble. I love the fact that Blummer and I get to call this incredible team that's won 204 regular season games the last 2 years. But Julia's a superstar of our broadcast. And if you don't believe me, just watch when the three of us walk around Minute Maid Park. She gets 10 times the attention. Blummer probably gets about half the attention of Julia, and I'm probably about one-fifth of what Blummer gets.
Well, that's what you get when you're working with a Julia Morales. Okay, you just got to take a back seat, okay? Well, man, this is fun. Are you in Cleveland or are you home?
No, I wish. You know, we don't cover anything with AT&T Sportsnet for the postseason, so I'm home right now. It's very similar to the scenario last year when the team went to Boston. I stayed home for that game 3 and 4, as it turns out. Hopefully it's just game 3 this year. And then once we got into the ALCS and the World Series, then I started to travel. But home today, it's going to be a little weird watching this team and hopefully a celebration from my living room. But that's what I'm hoping for this afternoon.
Got to be awfully difficult when you call every game and then all of a sudden you're on the sideline for the biggest ones.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing, to be perfectly honest. I wish there was some way we could get involved in some form, but I know that when I took this job, I knew that that was part of the deal, and it's just something that AT&T Sportsnet has not done in the past, and you know, maybe down the road it'll be something that we're involved with in the future. That remains to be seen, but right now, you know, I just kind of support the radio guys and listen to them and become the biggest fan possible. I was losing my voice the other day from excitement. I mean, those first two games were phenomenal.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, enjoy it. Have some sit on your couch and enjoy today. And hopefully, yeah, we'll be coming back home and back to Minute Maid for the next series, the ALCS. Todd, we appreciate it. Thanks for joining us. Great job again this year. Great listening to you. You guys are doing an unbelievable job, and we'll see you back in Houston.
Hey, John, Raheel, I really appreciate it, guys. Thank you so much.
There's Todd Callis right here on ESPN 97.5. We got to get out of here, Charlie.